时刻。
One listened to the story vehemently aloud.
听这则故事，再大声的朗读。
It was time for the family fairies to give gifts to Bella. The first fairy said, Little princess, you will be beautiful.
现在该是四位善良的精灵给伊莎贝拉送礼物的时候了。第一位精灵说，小公主，你会变得很漂亮。
The second fairy said, Little princess, your voice will be sweet. The third fairy said, Little princess, you will be kind.
第二位精灵说，小公主，你的声音会很甜美。第三位精灵说，小公主，你会很善良。
The fourth fairy came forward. Before she could say anything, a bad fairy came. She laughed loudly and said, Now it's my turn to give the little princess a gift. My gift is very different.
第四位精灵走上前来，他还没说什么，一个巫婆就过来了。她大声地笑，说，现在该轮到我来给小公主送礼物了，我的礼物可是与众不同的。
Then the bad fairy laughed again. Listen, everyone. The princess will be beautiful, sweet, and kind. But at midnight on the 16th birthday, she will prick her finger on the spindle and die.
然后巫婆又笑了，每个人都给我听着，公主会变得很漂亮。可爱、善良，但是在她16岁生日的那天午夜，她会把自己的手指扎在钉子上，这样她就会死。
All the people in this castle will die too. Ha 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 ha. The bad fairy laughed again and left.
城堡里的所有人也都会死。哈哈哈哈，巫婆又笑了，然后离开。
Oh no.The queen took Bella into her arms and began to cry.
Oh, 不，皇后把公主抱着，开始大声哭泣。
Lesson 31.